Okay, Rabbi, so in Hebelches Simen Tofresh Chov Zayin Sif Dal. We've been talking a little bit about a sukkah within a sukkah, and we're talking about somebody who sleeps in a sukkah where there is a potentially a mechitza there, barriers. So today we're going to be moving on to something which is perhaps even more relevant to us, which is the shaila of in Sif Dalet, the Tofresh Chov Zayin Sif Dalet. In our editions, it's page Pei Zayin. It's the shaila of what happens if you've got a very good sukkah with an excellent schach. However, underneath the schach, there's another layer. Imagine a sheet that you put underneath it, and you could easily imagine, say, somebody doesn't have the bamboo schach, but a leaf schach, and these leaves coming down, or there are times people who are very concerned about insects falling down into the soup. Ever witnessed that? Insects falling down into the soup? So perhaps somebody wants to be more machmir, and he wants to therefore put a sheet underneath, and kind of a mesh, or anything underneath the schach, and thereby protecting himself from anything falling onto the table. The question is this okay, yes or no? And I want to add to the shaila, which is what the Shulchan Aruch discussed over here, is what if it's not right across entirely from one side to the next, but just partially? Say, for instance, you want to enhance the looks of the sukkah by having some decoration coming down. And say, you've got some larger, you've got a lot of decoration. Say, you've got a big family with a lot of daughters and a lot of sons, and over the years, you've got lots of decorations, and you want them hanging up from the... And if you take percentage wise how much it's covering, how much of the area underneath the schach is actually covered by decorations, you may end up to more shade than sun. So perhaps would you argue that this is now not a kosher schach anymore, not a kosher sukkah anymore? So these are real shailas. And look at what Shulchan Aruch says. Dalet Rabbi Yisai, peras sadin tachas haschach lenoi. What happens if you peras, if you spread sadin a sheet tachas haschach under the schach lenoi for decoration? Now the halach is as follows: im hu besoich abot tfochim legag. If you put it within four tfochim of the gag, in other words, of the schach, so it's within four tfochim to the schach, so it's in immediate proximity of the schach within four tefachim, k'sher it's kosher. V'imurochig abot tefachim, however, if it's further than four tefachim away min hagag psula, then it's going to be posel. V'imeinu lenoi, and if it's not for noi, if it's not for decoration purpose, if whatever you were hanging over here is not for decorative purposes, but say for another purpose, it's going to be possible either way. So in other words, if I can just rephrase this, if the following two conditions apply, it's fine. Condition number one, it's got to be within four tefachim. Condition number two, it's got to be for decoration. If both conditions apply, you are safe to go. Rama continues, v'yishlis from the Maril, v'yishlisosh lo'elit lo shum noy sukkah. You should also insist of not putting any noy sukkah, rag bepochim abole sukkah. Try as much as possible to do every noy, every decoration, says them. Every decoration you put up, you should try to ensure that it's within four tefachim of the schach. So make sure that it's not hanging down, lower down if possible. So these are the two conditions on both sides. Four tefachim is fine, and in decoration as well. So back to our earlier question. So what if it covers a big area of the schach? Does that matter at all? Does it make a difference at all how much of the area is covered? It's not covered. How should we call it? It's undercovered.
Why is it better than
possible? Yeah, so the answer is as follows. The reason why this is okay, is, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Seif Katan Yud, the key word over here is k'sher, the betelim hem legabe aschach. It is bottled to the schach. This, once these two conditions apply and are fulfilled, this sheet, this additional item which is hanging down, is bottled towards the schach, or muta for the leishiv tachten, you're even allowed to sit underneath it. In other words, it becomes bottled, it's cancelled out, it becomes as if it's part of the schach. Nullified, that's right. It's nullified towards the schach, and therefore it's doesn't make a difference how much it is. So it could be the scenario that Shulchan Aruch really is talking about, the entire area is underneath. But it's fine, as long as it's decoration, aleph, and base, it's for decoration, and base is within four tefachim. If both conditions don't apply, it's going to be possible.
How does this work if you've got a whole...
Because it's bottled because of the hat. We know that everything which is three tefachim from the ground is also considered bottle to the ground. So it's the same kind of bittul. Everything because it's proximity to the tzchach, it becomes bottle. Now, yeah, correct. Mishnebud does say something which is very interesting. Mishnebud speaks about a light. Now, I suppose the light that we are talking about is probably in those days, rather in the 1910s. How do you keep the light? How do you keep the schuche lit? And
lantern.
It was a lantern, yeah. So here, the Mishnebud says, watch out. Health and safety. Watch out. Ofsted is here. You got to make sure that it's not close, it's not very close to the schach. Why not? For obvious reasons, because... Yeah, it could chas v'shalom, it could catch fire. So Mishnebud does say, it's very interesting how practical Mishnebud points out to me, and Tzivkot and Tezvah, he does say, I'm skipping a few lines, ולפי זה יש ליטלויס פרס וכלם וחידוי מדבר שפוס לצלחן אפילו נוי, אלא בסוכה בתוכם ישחח. מכל מוקם לעניין תליאס מנוי רויס בסוכה, with regards to hanging lights, and the סוכה נגד השולחון. When you want light for the table, אין צורך לאח מישהו בסוכה בתוכם, then you don't need to be careful. So normally you would have said, hey, keep it close to the food, keep it close to the schach, because otherwise, but here, don't worry about it. עד רבי יויס, תוי ונוכל להחיקו מן השחח, כל מה שיוכל, you can distance it. So when it comes to a light, you can keep it more than 4 tefachim away, and it's not going to validate the schach. But it is interesting, the poets can speak about the following case. What happens if you've got things hanging from... Halach l'maisa, Rabbi Yisrael, if you've got a fairly high schach, and you want to hang up things, so inevitably, you're going to have things which sometimes go down a little bit. I don't know what your minig is. What kind of thing you hang up in your sukkah? What do you have? Certain things will be... Never mind the lights. Okay, the lights nowadays, the fire is not such a concern, because often it's it wouldn't catch fire, but if it's something that potentially could, so of course you should distance it. But never mind that. I'm saying if it's decoration noi, what if it goes down? Then things that are tend to
more than
4 tefachim. Yeah, would that be So would that be a problem? Not. Is it partially within 4 tefachim? I'd even say majority within 4 tefachim, but some of it further down than 4 tefachim. Would that be a problem? Yes or no? Based on what we've seen now. Yeah, you're saying that you should be careful. So you're saying that one should be lechachilah b'machmir, all decoration should be within 4 tefachim. Is that what you're saying?
Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, lechoyre. So the poskim point out, the contemporary poskim, the quote from Rav Eliashiv and from other Bremnitz and Karelitz as well, that one should try to make it, one should keep an eye on it. Yes, absolutely. Aloch lemaiseh, when you're putting up the decoration, you sukkah, based on very much what we're seeing over here, you should ensure that even partially should be within the 4 tefachim. It's not so much. You think about 4 tefachim, that's that kind of... You should try to ensure that it's within, it should dafka be within
a big decoration.
Will some, yeah. So if
even
it's inevitable,
it's not wide,
it will sometimes, yeah.
Is that a problem?
Yeah, so it's not, doesn't pass with the yevet. It's a matter of keeping, obviously it doesn't pass with the yevet, but it's something you should be conscious about and try to ensure that it's within the 4 tefachim as much as possible. Again, but yevet for sure, it doesn't invalidate, doesn't pass with the schach, doesn't pass with the sukkah, but one should keep in mind this more. And the words of Shulchan Aruch over here, that one should try to keep it as much as possible within the 4 tefachim if it's lenoi.
Is that wrong to say?
No. So the Mishnah earlier said in Seif Cotton, he said explicitly, I'm just looking for the Mishnah, he said explicitly that you can sit underneath it no problem at all. Where is it? Mishnah says you can even sit underneath it. It's bottled because it's a din of bittul, so it's fine. Rabbi Yisrael, I want to carry on. Simon Tov Reish Chof Ches. Din is sukkah shetachas sukkah. Now we're going to be talking about a sukkah tachas sukkah, which is perhaps not so practical and not so common. But yes, Shulchan Aruch discussed in line with Mishnah is the following case. What happens if you've got a sukkah on top of a sukkah, meaning a two-floored sukkah? You know, the urban areas are getting more and more... squashy, so you want to now save space, you do sukkah on top of a sukkah. The way you've got to imagine it, it's a perfectly kosher sukkah, ground floor, and on top of that, you put another sukkah on top of that, which is another second a floor on top, which is also a sukkah in its own right. Can you be fulfilling the mitzvahs in the sukkah on top of a sukkah? So the question is the top floor, and the question is also the ground floor sukkah. Which one is better, which one is worse? Shulchan Aruch teaches us as follows. Sukkah Shtach Tzimin Tofresh Chofres, page 174, Sif Aleph, Sukkah Shtach HaSukkah, Sukkah underneath the Sukkah. The Aloch is Al-Yoyna Ksheira, the top one is Kosh, the Tachtoyna Psul, and the Tachtoyna is Posul. Why? Correct. So, because the halacha is, the Mishnah explains in Sifkot Na'alav, the Gemara says as follows, V'tachtoinu psulo, tekziv basukois, a bit in line what we learned previously, basukois, what does basukois mean? Sukois means you sit in the sukkos. However, it is spelled, as mentioned previously, without a vav, chosavav, ben chof la tof. Between the chof and the tof, there's a vav, seemingly missing. That seems to imply that it's loshen yochid. Despite the fact that it's read, sukois, i.e. plural, it is spelled in a way, sukkas in a way, which would be loshen yochid, singular. So the point being is that it is spelled without the vav to indicate that it has to be a single sukkah as opposed to a double sukkah. You've got to sit on the one schach and not on the two sechachos. So you have to sit on the one. If you are sitting on the lower sukkah, inevitably, because the roof of the top sukkah, what is it? Schach of the bottom sukkah. And that is one schach. On top of it, you have got second floor, and that is schach in its own right. So you're really sitting on the two schach, on the two schachos. You're not allowed to sit on two schachos because the pasuk says sukkos in singular without a vav. So you've got to sit on the one schach, not on the two schachos. Therefore, which one is the psul? The bottom one is the problem. So you may not sit on the sukkah tachas sukkah. What about the top one? Are you allowed to sit in the top one? So far, we have seen, based on what we're seeing now, it's not a problem at all. You can sit on the top sukkah because you're only sitting on one schach. Says the Shulchan Aruch. V'hanem elik shechoyla tachtoyna lekabel korim v'ksosa shel elyoyno. The thing is as follows. What happens if the top sukkah is pretty weak, pretty unstable? You can stand in the top sukkah, but it's got some weakness in it. You could stand on the top sukkah, but the expression of Shulchan Aruch is in line with the Gemara. You could hold korim v'ksosis, basically means pillow, shel elyoyno, the top one. It's not going to collapse altogether if somebody goes on top, but just about. And there is 10 tfachim difference between the top schach and the bottom schach. There's got to be at least 10 tfachim. And you can stand on the top one, just about. What happens if the distance between the first schach and the second schach is less than 10 tfachim? Oy, alternatively, maybe 10 tfachim, but the schach of the first floor is so shaky and so weak and so flimsy that you can't even stand on that schach of the first floor. Then the halach is going to be, the bottom one is kosher, if the schach is kosher, even if the top one is more than 20. I'm going to explain that in a minute. So what Shulchan Aruch is explaining is as follows. Shulchan Aruch is telling us as follows now. Yes, in principle, when you've got a sukkah, al gabe sukkah, the halach is going to be in principle that the top one is kosher and the bottom one is posel. Why is the bottom one posel? Two schachos. What happens, however? Imagine the following scenario. What happens, in your mind you've got a picture, if the top schach, the top sukkah, is so flimsy and so weak, and it's so small, it's less than 10 tfachim, you can't stand there, you can't stand on it, and you can't use it, and it's such a nebby job, that it's not a proper sukkah in a way. So, what would you say then? What would be the svar that you use then? The top one is not really usable. It's less than 10 tfachim. Yeah, why is tachtoin a kosher? Correct. That's right. That's it. Because we have got two scenarios now. I'm going to explain them in a minute. Two scenarios that the top sukkah is it's null and void. We don't look at it. Either if it's less than 10 tfachim. So imagine you've got a proper, solid, good sukkah in the bottom. On top of it, you've got less than 10 tefachim. Very nebby. So we're looking at this. This is not a proper sukkah. This is nothing. We're not looking at it. It's not a serious sukkah. It's less than 10 tefachim. Then it's null and void. We don't look at this top sukkah. And the schach of it is cancelled in its bottle. And we look at it being one schach. And we look at it as the bottom schach. And therefore it's not a psul of sukkah gabi sukkah. And therefore the bottom sukkah is the kosher one. Similarly also, if the top sukkah is not solid enough, you can't even stand on it. If you stand on it, whoa, boom, you go flying right to the, you fall right in. That's also not considered a serious enough sukkah, and therefore it's bottle, the top sukkah is bottle, and therefore it's considered as if you've got the bottom sukkah being kosher, and you can ignore you can ignore the top sukkah altogether. So again, Rabbi Yisai, what we are seeing over here is that in principle, of course, sukkah al gabe sukkah, or sukkah under a sukkah. In principle, we would look at the top one being kosher and the bottom one being posel because it's two schochos, which we said is invalid. However, we can see two scenarios. Shulchan Aruch is teaching us two scenarios in which we can ignore the top sukkah. We have to ignore the top sukkah, and therefore this bottom sukkah becomes kosher. Either if the top one is less than tefachim, or if it's too flimsy and too flimsy, then we can ignore the top sukkah, and therefore the top sukkah is going to be invalid, and the bottom one is going to be kosher. An interesting shayla Rabbi side the Mishnah discusses is what happens if the top sukkah is let's say more than 10 tefachim and it's not flimsy, but the schach of it is schach posel. Interesting shayla. Mishnah will discuss that. So you've got the bottom sukkah being a kosher, full-fledged kosher sukkah. On top of that, somebody made a sukkah, but the schach is not a kosher schach. What would you look at it? How would you look at it then? You're saying it's mafsik? Oil mafsik. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah's got a tzad to say that it's actually going to be kosher, because it's not. We ignore the top schach being. Don't look at it, null and void, and therefore it's not a schach al gabe schach because it's not a schach, and therefore it might be okay. It's not so posh. The Mishnah Berurah's got a tzad to be matter it. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah over here in Seif Cotton. The scenario was in Seif Cotton Gimel. The afila de atchak that it's the top one is too shaky. It's lema shagag shel tachtoina, the bottom one. Shagag shel tachtoina shikaki isa shel elyoina misnano kshemishtamshim. So it's too shaky. Or the other scenario was between the roof of the top one, the schach of the top one, and its floor, i.e. the schach of the top or the bottom one. That's the minimum shir of a sukkah to have 10 tefachim. But it is no chaliko a sukkah shtachter b'shem sukkah tachas sukkah. And thereby it's going to be called the sukkah tachas sukkah. Okay. So to summarize what we learned this evening, Rabbi Sai. We learned initially, Rabbi Sai, that if you have got a sheet under the schach, which is for decoration, we learned that if it's for decoration, if it's within four tefachim, then the sukkah is kosher. If it's more than four tefachim, or it's not for decoration, this will be a problem with the apostle. We learned that one should try to ideally make sure that everything which is within all the decoration should be within four tefachim, if possible at all. But if it sticks out a little bit, it's not going to validate the sukkah. We also learned that the Mishnah Berurah says, very interestingly, that if would chas v'shalom catch fire, of course one doesn't have to be machmir. Of course not, that wouldn't be safe. Furthermore, we learned in Siman Tov Resh Chof Ches that if we've got a sukkah tachas sukkah, in principle, a sukkah tachas sukkah is the bottom one is posel, the top one is kosher, because sukkah, you've got to have sukkos in Loshon Yachid, it's got to be on the one schach and not two schachos. However, there's a couple of scenarios in which you ignore the top sukkah, and therefore the bottom one is going to be kosher. One is if it's too flimsy and too shaky, then you ignore the top sukkah, and the other scenario is if it's less than tefachim, then it's also not a kosher sukkah, and therefore the top schach, it can be ignored, and you just look at the bottom one. And boys, that is the halachas we discussed this evening, and we're going to continue tomorrow with the scenario of the sukkah on top of a animal, or on top of a wagon, on top of a ship. We'll be learning more about this, and we'll be learning very interesting Mishnah over here, if you can be over on the rice in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah. That will be discussed tomorrow evening, Avosai. Have a good evening.